James, good morning.
Good morning.
So, James, participants within this study revealed that a primary reason for the low rating that they gave Sydney was a lack of fun they experienced while living or visiting the area. Why do you believe they'll give this response?
I think there are a number of reasons. I mean, first of all, to point out, as you said, you know, Sydney has a great story to talk about in many ways. You know, we've got a fantastic natural environment. We're a very safe city. We have a broad and diverse range of activities on offer. But there is a perception, and I think a perception globally, that sometimes we can be, you know, a little bit dull, a little bit quiet, and we don't necessarily have the nighttime economy that a lot of major other global cities have. So it's one thing that my organization has been calling for the government to do more on, partly to promote the great nighttime offer that we already have in Sydney, but also to learn from other global cities about what we might be able to do in addition to that.
Right. Well, other cities such as Melbourne came at number two on the rating list. That's a pretty big difference from Sydney. Why is there such a big gulf?
I think what's really interesting about Melbourne is that they have developed a really strong vision around their nighttime offer and around their tourism and visitor offer more generally, focusing very heavily on arts and culture, on food and drink, on Melbourne being a very multicultural city. And they've really embraced that as part of the DNA of the city. And it's something that Sydney could learn from. Sydney needs to develop an overarching vision, you know, for how it wants to present itself to the rest of the world that goes beyond, you know, things like the beaches, the harbour, you know, as important as they are, and really looks at the other advantages that the city has compared to other cities, you know, such as the fantastic weather, you know, the great green environment, and also the really diverse neighbourhoods that we have dotted around the city.
Hmm. Well, Sydney's position has decreased in such ratings following the increased lockout laws. How significant would you say this change to the nightlife of Sydney has impacted on its overall experience?
We feel that the lockout laws have led to a perception globally that the nighttime offer in Sydney has declined. But we also recognise that you could get rid of the lockout laws tomorrow and we would still be faced with some other challenges. You know, things like effective planning in the city could be better, particularly at night. We don't use our public spaces and our laneways and public squares particularly well for nighttime activities. We could do more to fund and develop our arts and culture scene within the city. So we definitely need to improve Sydney's brands globally, particularly around the nighttime economy. But we also need to look at, you know, some broader issues. There is a lot of overregulation in terms of bars and restaurants, live music venues, and so forth. We need to improve the diversity of nighttime offers within the city. We need to have, you know, more activities that appeal to families and to different demographics that don't necessarily revolve around alcohol. But it comes back fundamentally to we need to develop a vision for what the city should look like at night, and we need to promote that effectively, you know, across the whole city.
Gosh, it sounds like we need to improve almost everything about the city. If you're just joining us here on The Daily, we're speaking with James Holm, Director of Advocacy from the Committee of Sydney, about Sydney's poor rating on a recent study that was conducted. Now, obviously, conducting such a survey of 39 cities across the world is going to be a little bit of a difficult task. Do you agree with the findings of this survey? And do you believe there could be a little bit of inaccuracies due to its opinion-based?
I mean, there are so many indexes now that look at these kind of issues. We actually produce, you know, one ourselves where we benchmark Sydney against 35 other global cities on a whole range of indicators. And there's always a minor health, you know, health warning that some of these things are based on, you know, qualitative rather than quantitative analysis. So, yeah, we should take everything with a little bit of a pinch of salt. But certainly, some of the findings of the Time Out Index do support some of the work that, that we've done and we've looked at, particularly around the global reputation of Sydney and Sydney's image, brands, and influence. You know, we found that you know those had declined internationally over the last few years, which is backed up by the Time Out work.
Well, according to the 2017 data, New York has double the residents than Sydney, with almost 9 million people. Would you say it's fair to compare Sydney with other cities such as the Big Apple? Because it is such a big gulf in people.
It is, and you know, we should also reflect on, you know, tourism is absolutely booming in Sydney. You know, tourism numbers have really rocketed over the last couple of years, and, you know, there's now an increasing amount of things, you know, to do for tourists and visitors in Sydney, not just, you know, around the harbour, but the city as a whole. So we should reflect on the fact that, that we are still a very a key destination for a lot of tourists and visitors. I think it's, there's a really interesting question for Sydney about whether it regards itself as being in the absolute top tier of cities, you know, the sort of the New York, London, Tokyo sort of coterie. I think Sydney has the potential to be part of that top tier group. We've got some advantages over a number of those cities in terms of things like quality of life, but we need to improve in other areas. You know, we need to improve public transport in the city. We need to address housing affordability, and we need to improve arts and entertainment offer within the city to try and get up to, you know, those absolute top tier cities.
Well, I'm hoping this new rating is a bit of a kick in the butt to make the city a little bit better soon, because, you know, I like the city, but it could always be a little bit better, couldn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you always start from the position that Sydney has a fantastic offer in so many ways. You know, we are a city that's known for, you know, a great quality of life, you know, a wonderful environment. So let's build upon the great advantages that we already have to make the city even better. But, you know, we shouldn't be too negative about these kind of indexes. You know, we're still a fantastic city that millions of people come and visit every year. Lots of people in the world want to come and live here. But we should strive to be even better.
Exactly. Well, I think 38 out of all the cities in the world, it's not too bad for me. James, thank you so much for joining me this morning.